Russia reiterates that a political settlement in Syria must not be dependent on the future of President Bashar al-Assad. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov stresses that Assad remains a legitimate president of Syria. In his interview with a Russian TV channel, Lavrov has also criticized the U.S. policies, including those on the fight against terrorism in Iraq and Syria. More details in this report.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has blasted the U.S. for considering itself an exceptional nation, saying that the attitude is affecting Washington's fight against terrorism.
"The factor that does no good to our cause is American exceptionalism. It sets a stamp upon how they decide to fight terrorism, in depth, in width, and against individuals."
Lavrov said Washington's creation of a so-called anti-Daesh coalition in Iraq and Syria was absolutely an American idea. The top Russian diplomat believes that the coalition treats Iraq and Syria in different ways.
"When Baghdad asked the international coalition to fight terrorists on its territory, then we love Iraq. In the meantime, Syria is a dictatorship, the days of which are numbered. So we are going to bomb it without asking for permission."
Lavrov rejected calls by the U.S. and its allies for departure of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad from power as a condition for a political settlement in Syria. The Russian foreign minister said Moscow cannot yield to anyone's whims regarding the future of Assad and that he remains the legitimate president of Syria.
"Some of our counterparts say that they are prepared for a political settlement in Syria only if it is guaranteed that President Assad will not be involved in the political process and in future institutions because he is illegitimate. It's impossible to yield to someone's whims by saying that President Assad was legitimate but stopped being such this year."
Russia and the U.S. have been at odds over the ongoing conflict in Syria over the past several years. Moscow says the U.S. must stop backing militant and terrorist groups fighting the Damascus government in order to bring an end to the bloodshed in Syria and thus allow a political process go ahead. Washington blames President Assad for the conflict. Experts believe that Washington is locked in a confusing policy on the Middle East as it has lost the ability to control the key regional affairs due to conflicts within the U.S.
The United States has had a long-term policy, a long-term aim, goes back to the end of World War II, 70 years ago, and that is to dominate this entire region. But because of what the United States did, what the Bush administration, the neocons did in 2003, they have created, brought into being a situation or created the conditions for the present situation that they no longer are able to regulate or control. So we have this conflict going on. Certainly, the underlying aim remains to try to be the dominant power in the Middle East, and the U.S. is, of course, still the dominant military power in the world. But it has clearly lost the ability to govern and regulate affairs in the region.
Critics say the U.S. policies themselves are among main causes behind the surge in terrorism in the Middle East. They say the so-called U.S. war on terror will not be fruitful as long as Washington continues its double-standard policies on terrorism in the region.